Okay, it is 10:30. Yes, it is. Let's move, please, to item 149.
Ratify a letter of agreement between the city on behalf of Portland Parks and Recreation and Laborers Local 483, Laborers International Union of North America, that places the city in full compliance with arbitrator David Steitler's May 1, 2015 opinion and award concerning the April 2013 grievance filed under the Recreation Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Do you have any comments before we begin?
I actually have a lot of comments, and I'd just like to frame this, because this is a very satisfying, important moment in the city of Portland. This agreement is the result of an arbitrator's decision that required the city to cease and desist from assigning bargaining unit work to non-members. I've just recently learned that the practice of using part-time workers in parks to staff our beloved programs started after Measure 5, when Portland Parks employees worked together to continue to provide wonderful services in our community, and that was at the cost of workers being paid less and less and becoming more and more part-time. In last year's budget process, we considered and then required city contract workers such as custodians, security, and parking attendants to receive $15 an hour. And I raised the question of our so-called casual parks employees who work for the city of Portland and yet get barely more than minimum wage with very few benefits except for paid sick time. So I said I would come back in this budget cycle with a proposal to increase wages for all of the low-wage employees in parks. Meanwhile, the arbitrator's decision came out on May 1st of 2015, and we had an urgent requirement under the law to at least bring workers who are definitely doing bargaining unit work into the union. So in July, the council adopted phase one of compliance, knowing that there was much more work to be done. With the original deadline of December 1st to complete phase two, park staff and labor and the city attorney's office and human relations worked long and hard to try to reach an agreement. When it was clear that progress was being made but the deadline could not be achieved, all parties agreed to extend the deadline. And now we have an agreement that all parties agree complies with the arbitration award. Phase one and phase two add approximately 130 members to the union, Laborers 483, more than doubling the membership of this bargaining unit. We have also agreed on a path that could expand the number significantly with a new classification. The key to the agreement is a complex task matrix which will dictate what work can be done by union members and what work can be done by casual or seasonal employees. This is all good news. The elephant in the room is that to maintain current levels of service to Portlanders, parks will need an additional $4.2 million in ongoing resources, and this is included in the parks budget request. Coincidentally, that's almost exactly the amount of ongoing resources in the latest economic forecast of $4.4 million of additional ongoing resources. And we know that we have other urgent needs within the city budget. So it's going to be a very challenging budget session. Funding these positions is a huge priority in our city budget for me this year. Any reduction in the request will have significant impacts on the level of service because Parks does not have a choice about complying with the agreement. I consider this agreement one of the most significant achievements of my service on the City Council, and thank you for your support, colleagues, and particularly for your partnership, Mayor.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Who'd like to start? John?
Good morning. Jonathan Uto, UTO, from Human Resources. The commissioner did such a good job introducing the ordinance. I'll just be available for questions.
Okay. Erica, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. I'm Erica Askin from Leona Local 483. I'm happy to be before you today in support of this historic agreement that will curb contingent employment and improve the lives of city workers by fairly paying them. We all should be proud of this major accomplishment. There are so many people who made this day happen on the side of labor. It's impossible to name them all, but they know who they are, and they should feel rightly proud in their struggle for justice for workers. Deserving of special recognition today is our member and staff bargaining team, Tom Collette, Will Zeigler, Jenny Burt, Leanne Griffin, Tim Haberman, Marina Morrow, Mary Mobley, and Ted Bryan. There are times when we weren't sure if we were going to make it through, but we kept on pushing forward, and now our countless hours and commitment have made an impact. And we wouldn't be here without our community allies who teamed up with us at the table. Diana Paywu, Executive Director of Portland Jobs with Justice, and Justin Kurtzen, director of Oregon 15 Now. Because of you all, hundreds more people are going to be added to your list of people you've supported in earning a living wage in Oregon and set the standard for wages in local employment. On management side, Eileen Argentina, Josh Green, Nancy Roth, Brenda Carpenter, Margaret Evans, Craig Vanderbout, and Terry Davis. Those meetings sketching out hundreds and hundreds of duties in our community centers, sun schools, and rec areas, they got kind of tough at times. It was a long and drawn out in terms of just going through all of the duties in the famous task matrix. They put in a ton of work, and they did this because they were committed to cooperating with labor. We appreciate all that management did to understand our perspectives and to share their perspectives with us. A special thanks goes out to Jeff Schaefer, who did a great job explaining a complex situation for Parks and Rec in a way that made sense. Last but not least, from our respective teams, the attorneys who originally litigated this case and then worked jointly to support meaningful and cooperative negotiations built on a foundation of mutual respect and understanding. Barbara Diamond, our labor attorney, and Heidi Brown, City of Portland attorney. Thanks goes out to them for truly being proactive in our labor relations in order to get us to a real solution. The greatest hope that I have is that it stays that way in the City of Portland. City Council has worked alongside Local 483 on the issue of contingent labor for my tenure as business manager. Mayor Hales and Commissioner Fritz, Josh Alpert and Tim Crail, and all of your staff in your offices, you put forward amazing work, and you deserve special recognition. There are tireless advocacy on both sides. And it's because of you that we're achieving today's agreement. Without the advice of your staff and without your personal advice, your time, your constant effort, we would not be here today. And then finally, Local 483's executive board, Wesley, Farrell Richards, Will Tucker, Cassie Diaz, and Ellen Eno, who set the direction for Local 483 to make this happen. By ensuring City of Portland rec staff receive living wages, we're not only making the city a fair place to work, we're setting an example for all employers within our city and state. Our collective work in creating this agreement, work that was at times challenging, at times arduous, and at times even contentious, lights the way for fellow workers in both the private and public sector as they strive for fair pay, benefits, and recognition in the workplace. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah, let's suspend the rules. This is a unusual moment. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Wesley Buchholz, B-U-C-H-H-O-L-Z. I work with Laborers Local 483, and I'm also an employee of Portland Parks and Recreation. So, for years, so-called casual work staff working in our recreation centers have been doing the same work as their permanent counterparts for almost half the pay. These casual staff, many who have worked for the city for 9, 10, even 24 years, year after year after year, have had to make do with poverty wages in a city that now has the fastest rising rents in the nation. This has meant workers have had to forego important doctor's visits, apply for food stamps to put food on the table. It has meant that rec staff have left the very communities they served in order to find housing for their families. It has meant empty cupboards, empty bank accounts, and a number of disturbing cases, bankruptcy and homelessness. This practice not only hurt rec staff, it hurt our communities. When high-quality staff have to choose between serving communities they love and health insurance, between taking care of seniors and impoverished youth and making their rent payments, we all lose. Today, because of a decade-long effort spearheaded by recreation staff and laborers 483, this practice is about to end. The City Council will have the opportunity to vote for a historic agreement that will provide fair wages, benefits, and a voice in the workplace for City of Portland rec staff. This plan is an important step forward. Under the leadership of Mayor Hales and Commissioner Fritz, working collaboratively with Portland Parks and Recreation Management, we have collectively negotiated a fair agreement, an agreement that can create 130 living wage positions by this fall. 130 living wage positions. We can clap for that. Thank you. an agreement that respects the rights of these workers to come together in collective bargainly in the city, an agreement that for the first time ever draws clear lines preventing future workers from being paid less to do the exact same work of their permanent counterparts while keeping wage standards clear for current members. I want to commend the council for supporting this work, for recognizing the value the rec staff provide our communities, and for looking inward to ensure the city is treating its workers fairly. Thank you.
Thank you. Well said.
I also want to say that this agreement is not enough. For if we truly want to stand behind city workers to stand for fairness, to step away from decades of poverty wages that the city employees endured, council needs to fund the budget request presented in this agreement. We all know that a problem the size of recreation staff have faced for years can't be solved in a few lines in an ordinance. Words can't erase poverty. It takes action. It takes paying our workers fairly. I want to be clear on this point. When the city council says we need to take action to stem the tide of rising rents, it begins in the city's own house with its own employees. When hundreds of city employees can't afford the rent, that is a housing problem. When city employees are forced to live at home with their parents or to find themselves commuting far away from the jobs they have, this is a housing problem. City employees, like any type of worker, deserve a wage that allows them to live in the city they serve. For those reasons, we are excited to see the passage of today's agreement and look forward to the City Council making the right decision to fund this package in the coming months. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well said. Thank you all. You're here. Are there others that would like to speak on this item?
I have a sign-up sheet. I have four people signed up. The first three, please come on up, are Jenny Burt, Will Ziegler, and Farrell Richards.
Parting the waters for you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Jenny Burt. I am a recreation coordinator at Mount Scott Community Center, and on March 1st, I will enter into my 17th year as a represented employee for Portland Parks and Recreation. I'm excited to be here today to support the recreation agreement. With each budget year for a majority of my tenure with Parks, we have endured significant cuts to our budget, resulting in the loss of full-time benefited positions. At the same time, annual revenue expectations have notably increased, resulting in substantial growth in staff workloads. With fewer and fewer represented staff to maintain these ever-growing expectations, it was inevitable that bargaining unit work trickled down to low-wage, so-called casual staff in order to maintain the programs and services that Portlanders value and deserve. This practice hurt represented staff by devaluing our work. It also took advantage of unrepresented staff who continue to face poverty wages. Today's agreement sets clear lines for all recreation employees, preventing a slide into low-wage work like the one we just experienced. It ensures all recreation staff will be paid properly and fairly for their work. It creates new full-time benefited positions, returning many of the jobs lost to budget cuts over the years. This important step forward ensures respect, fair wages, and helps alleviate staff facing staggering workloads. It's also good for the community we serve. When staff are fairly paid, Parks can retain great talent and ensure the quality recreation opportunities Portlanders have come to count on and expect from our award-winning Bureau. I want to end by giving credit to all the represented and unrepresented staff who over the years have continued to speak up and advocate for a better park system and workplace. I also want to thank PP&R management for working with us to create this better system with today's agreement. To Commissioner Fritz, thank you for your encouragement and support of all recreation staff and for making today's agreement possible. I also want to thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for your time and consideration. I'm truly honored and blessed to be able to serve this community, the dedicated staff I work with every day, this great Bureau, and the city in which I was lucky enough to be born and raised. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Who'd like to be next?
I'll go next. Hello. Wonderful to see you all again. My name is William Ziegler, and I'm a casual employee at Mount Scott Community Center in Southeast Portland, a wonderful center. with some of the best employees and patrons in the city. On December 2nd, 2015, I spoke to you on behalf of unrepresented recreation workers. On that day, I asked you to voluntarily recognize the wishes of rec staff who wanted to join together in a union. Today, I'm happy to be here in support of an agreement that contains voluntary recognition. Voluntary recognition means my coworkers and I will have access to a fair democratic process that allows us to join a union and bargain for living wages and benefits. When I look at my coworkers, I see wonderful, talented, and intellectual people, people who care for the city, who care for the people in it, and people who care about the work that they do. People like Aaron Hunt. Aaron Hunt is a crucial part of our community center. He helps keep our gymnastic and sports classes running, and he has a real knack for coaching children. He's worked for the community center for around 10 years, but still struggles to make just above minimum wage. Another one of our staples is Jake Silberman, who works many jobs, such as gym attendant, sports instructor, and teen room attendant. Jake makes several trips to the center in a day just to be able to pick up enough hours to afford his rent. People have stretched themselves paper thin to make sure that our patrons get the best they can, even if it means these employees run out of hours early in the year or that they have to work multiple jobs to get by. Today is a milestone for myself and other casual workers. Through this agreement, we see a way forward to living wages and opportunities for full-time work. So, I want to leave by respectfully making one more request, because it will take more than an ordinance to provide the living wages rec staff deserve. So, Mayor Hales, commissioners, can I count on you to fully fund this agreement in the upcoming budget? Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Farrell Richards. Mayor Hales, commissioners. I'm on the Executive Board of Laborers Local 483. I worked for 12 years for the City of Portland. I started off as a seasonal with Parks and Recreation and went on to work for 10 years for maintenance operations. Having worked as a seasonal, I know firsthand what that's like, having no benefits, they didn't have health care at the time, and low wages. I remember, in fact, would return cans and bottles, just kind of have some walking around money. And I remember sharply being at Fred Meyer one time and being shamed for bringing in more bottles than the daily allowance. So moments like that, I know that our casual workers have endured are painful moments. I know that when I went into a union-represented full-time job with better wages, benefits, and job protections, my life was greatly improved. And I know that the actions being taken by the council have the potential to positively impact the lives of these recreation workers for the better. You've heard from Will and the others what it's like, and it's a real struggle. They do important work for our communities, and they're members of those communities. So when recreation workers get a fair wage and their jobs are held in higher esteem and they're represented, then the City of Portland becomes more of an example to others as an employer. And I know it's difficult. Erica talked about the struggles we've gone through trying to get to where we're at now, but I do appreciate the city working with Laborers Local 483 to get to this point. I think it's important that we go through those struggles together, and I hope that we continue forward in an ever more positive manner to keep making the lives of working people better. So I appreciate your efforts in that.
Thank you. Thank you all.
The last two who signed up are Crystal Alinsky and Diana Pei-Wu.
Come on up.
Do you want to go first?
Go ahead, Crystal.
Hi, my name is Diana Pei-Wu. I'm the Executive Director of Portland Jobs with Justice. I also just want to extend my thanks to the council and to all of the hard work at Laborers 483 for making this happen. I'm a user at East Portland Center, and so it's really nice to know as a resident of Portland, but also representing the organization, the 110 organizations that are part of Portland Jobs with Justice, that this is a huge step for workers in the city but also important for the rest of the metropolitan area. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Crystal Lelinski, and I would like to second that motion. I'm really impressed with these union groups. Basically, we have the unions that continue to fight, and it's been 3 years since I first came to the Parks and Recreation Bureau with Amanda Fritz, and I was concerned that they were hiring park rangers part-time at low wages. I was surprised to experience a kind of a defensiveness and backlash that things were going well, but all along these groups have stood their ground on wages. Unite Here was one of the first. And even though I questioned their work with the Lloyd Center, at the time it was the Lloyd Center Neighborhood Association, they were advocating that everybody should get paid a living wage. I remember Lightning PDX arguing that the commissioner should be paid $50 an hour. Well, at the time, I was arguing that everyone should be paid $50 an hour. I'd come back from Eastern Europe where people were, you know, in Portland, I argued that we should earn $15 an hour, and that was in 2001. A living wage here in Portland, according to the PSU study, a few years ago was $17 an hour. In order for us to support our city workers and to make a stance against the lukewarm work at the state legislation, and I'll point out the governor and Michael Dembro, I've talked to him directly, I think we're too slow on a state level. Here in Portland, we can make a stance like we have with Mayor Hills with the environmental issues and with the DOJ investigating our police, and as well as with the Bureau of Parks and Recreation. We are making a stance that there is a way to get past this, and we don't have to stand for waiting till 2022 to give people a wage that will not even be a living wage. So let's stand here together today in solidarity with the city workers and make this the norm.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Good morning, City Council members. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and it's great to have Jobs with Justice up here and some of the issues that Ms. Alinsky has raised, because we're talking about a strong success here for parks and recreation workers. There's more than just pay involved in why they need a union. The Parks and Recreation Department has made good strides on using less toxic chemicals in parks to benefit both the employees and all the citizens that go there. But when we talk about a living wage and quality work done by city employees, what we really need to do is have the Portland Bureau of Environmental Quality. We need a whole new funded division, because we know that in our parks, people are being poisoned by toxins from Bullseye Glass and from another polluter in the Northeast. We can't abdicate our safety to remote governments, whether they're in Salem or in Washington, D.C. Local communities need to build strong, trustworthy local governments that provide results for Laborers Local 483, for all city employees, and protect our communities. So when we talk about unions doing well here, we also need to talk about the fact that the workers at Bullseye Glass needed a union that would look out for poisons in the air they were breathing and pumping out to other people in this city. So I hope that The whole union movement, together with the general human rights and the environmental movement, will work together to remember that living wage means quality, safe working conditions with an adequate wage. The fact that these people have got a wage that still doesn't take them up to the level of precision cast parts isn't so
Warren
bad
Buffett.
Because they're not poisoning the earth.
Warren Buffett.
So this great hard, it shouldn't have had to been a hard-won victory, but Jobs with Justice is used to that, and so are the labor unions. But we need to look at this in the larger context of right now, other workers need to see this as an example, organize, protect their health, get a balanced package of fair wages and safe working conditions. I'm glad to live in a city where we're moving forward to do that for all of our employees. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all. Are there others?
That's all who signed up.
Okay. Anyone else? Any council questions? Then let's take a vote, please.
This is a great day. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here and for all of your work over the past many months. Particularly proud of our park staff, Eileen Argentina, the manager of recreation, who attended most of the sessions and will be responsible for implementing the agreement and knows so much about all of our park systems. It's almost scary. So thank you, Eileen. Terry Davis spent many hours developing the task matrix, working closely with Josh Green, who provided great expertise on what happens on the ground in recreation centers. Nancy Roth brought the aquatics expertise to the table. Margaret Evans and Craig Vanderbout, who attended the negotiations regularly and added their expertise to the discussion. And citywide programs manager Doug Brenner, who attended when needed, provided counsel and feedback throughout the process behind the scenes. He is greatly missed today at this celebration. Thank you to City Attorney Heidi Brown and HR Director Anna Canwit. This is an amazing achievement for all of us. Human Resources staff John Uto, Cheyenne Scott, and Brenda Carpenter. Erica Askin mentioned Tom Collette and other members of their bargaining team. I just want to add Sarah Kowaleski, who is a casual worker, so-called, at the Multnomah Arts Center, and who isn't here today because she's working. She did speak at the Jobs with Justice Faith Labor Breakfast yesterday, and I was so proud that she was representing Parks and Labor's 483 at that event. Tim Crail, my chief of staff, attended most of the negotiation sessions and helped keep the process on track when difficulties arose. And the mayor and Josh Alfred both played strategic roles in getting to an agreement that works for both labor and the city. I'm sure there are others who played a role that I haven't mentioned. And thank you so much to everybody who's participated. Particular thanks to Erica Askin, who has done an amazing job in her years at Laborers 483 and who is now moving to SEIU, Service Employees International. She will be missed and also appreciated in her new role. Thanks to Dr. Peiwu for being here today and for your partnership and your support of all workers. This is a great example of government and workers working together, and I am very grateful to be part of it. Aye.
Fish.
I want to begin. I didn't actually know that news about Erica, but congratulations. I want to begin with what Erica Askin said when she came forward and she talked about collaboration. In my 7 years, we have had plenty of contract ratification votes where there were no labor partners in the room. And I think it really speaks to the work that the mayor and Commissioner Fritz have done, that we have the leadership and members. And frankly, the comments that Erica Askin made, I don't remember a speech like that before at a moment like this. And I really appreciate the fact that our labor partner came forward and said this was done in a spirit of collaboration and then acknowledged all the people who participated, including the management people. And frankly, there's so little collaboration generally in politics that if the labor and management family in the public sector can't find middle ground, then we're really in trouble. So, Erica, I really appreciate your comments. They were extremely gracious, and you laid out the case. And I want to thank you for that. Commissioner Fritz, in 20 years when we get together for a celebration of your life's work, I know what you're going to identify as the stuff you're most proud of. Earned sick leave for workers that set the stage for a statewide change. building out parks on the east side so that east side families had access to safe places to play, launching an office of equity so that the city was actually serious about putting equity into everything we do. I'm not going to go through the whole list because I don't want your head to get too big. But I know as your friend that working to raise the standards of parks employees is as close to the core reason why you have this job as anything. And so I really deeply appreciate your leadership on this. The mayor often likes to say that there are four former and current parks commissioners on this dais. But there was one parks commissioner who made the biggest stride in addressing this practice and making a big down payment. So, Commissioner Frisch, thank you. And finally, we're not a committee of the budget today, and we cannot make, there was an ask, it deserves a response. We can't make promises today, but here's the commitment I will make. During this budget process, I will work in good faith with the Parks Commissioner in charge to find the resources to honor the agreement she has struck. And so to the cynics out there who say, easy for you to say because you have two non-general fund funded bureaus, I would say, yeah, but I used to have two general fund bureaus, so I know the challenge. And it's not about my bureaus, it's about what's best for the city. So, Commissioner Fritz, I pledge to work with you in good faith to find as much of the resources as we can to fund this historic agreement, which would not really have happened without your leadership and the mayor's full support. And to the employees that are here, just one last comment. You won the gold medal as the best managed park system in the country, meaning the work that the line workers do, the work of the line workers of this bureau, during the teeth of the recession, which meant you were recognized at a time when we were cutting budgets, we had inadequate staffing, and everyone was asked to do more. I hope you realize that that made that award twice as special, because it was a reflection on the hard work and dedication of people doing great work under difficult circumstances. So, Erica, best of wishes to you as you head to SEIU. To our labor family, thank you for your work in making this day possible. And to Commissioner Fritz and the mayor, I think you've done something important today, and I'm pleased to support your work. Aye.
Councilman? Well, I also want to thank Commissioner Fritz and Mayor Hales and their staffs. We know how important staffs are to making deals happen. So this is a great deal. Special thanks to Local 483 for their willingness to be persistent, which they don't really have to be prodded to do that. They are persistent, and I think it's evidenced by the agreement that's in front of us today. And I definitely also want to recognize, although they were all mentioned, but, you know, particularly our HR representatives, Jonathan Uto and Anna Canwitt and everybody else in her shop, who plays an important role in getting everybody to yes, which is where we are today. Pleased to support this agreement. Aye.
Novick?
I am pleased to support this agreement, and I'm not going to repeat everything my colleagues have said, but I do want to thank Erica in particular for thanking both my friend Barbara Diamond and Heidi Brown of the City Attorney's Office, because the lawyers just never get enough credit, so I really appreciate you giving them credit. And I do want to just toss out a word of fiscal caution, and this does not in any way reduce my enthusiasm for this agreement, because I would frankly rather be a city that treats its workers well and has fewer services than a city that doesn't treat its workers well and has more services. But as Commissioner Fritz mentioned, the cost of implementing this agreement is virtually identical to the new ongoing revenue we expect with the current budget forecast. And we are looking at other budget issues that affect our employees. Right now we've got 13 firefighters that are funded with one-time revenue, and that's not right, and we need to make sure that their jobs are permanent. In one of my own bureaus, the Bureau of Emergency Communications, we have a problem with people being way overworked or understaffed. People are being forced to do overtime time and time again. So I'm going to be asking for additional resources for BOEC, and right now we don't have the resources to do all these things. So just to be clear that absent an improvement in the revenue forecast, we are going to have to cut services somewhere unless we can come up with additional revenue somehow. So I invite everybody who cares about providing adequate services and treating workers well to join us in trying to figure out if there's any reasonable way to get additional revenue. That said, I'm honored to support this agreement. Aye.
Well, I want to second all the comments, both from my colleagues and from SEIU, and sorry, from we've already reassigned you, and from Erica and the rest of Local 483. This is a great accomplishment, and it's also a great accomplishment, not just that we've done it, but in how it was done. And I think that was well articulated here. Erica, you and your team not only negotiated honorably, but you understand the big picture. You understand the pressures that this council is under to do the right thing in lots of different ways with resources that aren't infinite, whether it's housing people who are living on the street, whether it's keeping people from losing their homes by eviction, whether it's dealing with gang-affected kids. There are lots of legitimate calls on us as community leaders and as budgeters to spend appropriately to make this a better place for people. That's the bottom line. And you understand that, and it's obvious in what you stated today and in how you've conducted yourselves through this negotiation that you understand the context of this work. And that's very helpful because having just spent yesterday, along with my colleague, Commissioner Saltzman in Salem, seeing the warring special interests at work in that building, I think it's important to note that when an interest group, and a union is an interest group, conducts itself in this kind of honorable, big-picture way, that that's something to be recognized. So I want to recognize that. It's work well done. And then the work that's being done by your members is work well done as well. What happens in our community centers and in our park system is one of the best parts of Portland. And it's a way we take care of our people every day. You do it, we know. And any of us who ever has the chance, as I do occasionally, to walk into a community center or spend time in our parks and see the magic of the work that you do, it's priceless. And we want you to know that we feel that and that we believe that. So this is a good day, doing more of the right thing for more people, more to do. And with your help and with this kind of collaborative effort, I have great confidence that we'll do it well. Thank you. Aye. It's done. Thank you very much. Okay.